Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So this is the fourth one we see in the series of this. And the Lord was talking about the blessing is on those who really hunger for the righteousness. And the time will come, they shall be filled. So by the Lord making this, saying this one, we see that there are, we all need to be found righteous in the His sight. That is what the God's desire is. And who has hunger to be found righteous in the sight of God? He tells that it is a blessing. And also they will be filled with their desire, or hunger and thirst. In the original Greek word is daikaiosno. The meaning is divine approval. That is the meaning of righteousness. So any act what is approved by God is considered as righteousness. Or to make it a little clear understanding, we can also say right wiseness in the sight of God. When God created man, He told him to eat you can eat everything but except the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the man was free to eat any other fruit, including the tree of life. And that is the divine order what God has shared with man and woman. But they did not do that. So first time itself they failed in that order. And ever since then we see in the book of Romans that there is no difference and everybody has committed sin and fallen short of glory. And also Paul says there is no one in the righteous in the sight of God. So in both the places we see that it has, because of that, mankind has fallen from doing what is right in the sight of God. Then in the Old Testament, God has instituted law. Moses came and he brought the law and introduced the law to the children of Israelites. And in the law, we see here, book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 21 to 25. Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we are Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord God, and the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and poor upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his household, before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. So God has given commandments, or in the law given to Moses. Moses telling, sharing to the children of Israelites, if we do all these commandments, that will be considered as righteousness before God. But when we come to book of Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So in Deuteronomy we see God gave law to the children of Israelites. Moses shared with them and he told them that these are the commandments you do. If you do these commandments, you will be righteous in the sight of God. And when Moses read all the commandments in the book of Exodus chapter 19, that they all said, we will do what God has asked us. Then there is a covenant was established between children of Israelites and God by sprinkling the bread on them. But now, over a period of time, that has been proven, the law only could bring out actually what is the law about. Law only could tell them or give them the knowledge about the sin. But they were never able to come out of that and do what is right in the sight of God. So in a fallen nature, what has happened in Genesis chapter 3, and what is proven by God in the life of the children of God, Israelites, that man by his own effort, he will not be in a position to do what is right in the sight of God, any man. And that is what we read in Romans chapter 3, that there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, no one. But what God did was in verse 26 of the same chapter, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him who believeth on Jesus, in Jesus. So now, they were supposed to believe the Lord and eat the fruit of the tree of life. There they have failed. Then God gave them another tool that is called love. If a man can say, by my strength, I will be able to fulfill what God is asking me to do, that failed. Now, after that is established, then Lord God has sent his only begotten son. And God is righteous, and he wanted to also justify those people or declare righteous those who believe in his work. So that is the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 25, whom God hath set forth to be propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness, for this remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. So the propitiation, the word, here it is called hilasteria, that means ark of the lid, or the lid of the ark, sorry, the lid of the ark of the covenant. In the most holy of holies, there is the Ark of the Covenant. On that one, there is a mercy seat. On the mercy seat, once in a year, the high priest used to go and sprinkle the blood. And that blood has taken care of their sins, which are not confessed and which are in their, out of their ignorance, whatever they have committed. That is how their sins were propitiated. But now here in the New Testament, the blood of Jesus Christ has propitiated, and whosoever has believed in him. So that is what we read in verse 26. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, that is, God is righteous, and also those who all believe, he will declare them righteous. So that is what God has offered through his son's propitiatory blood to all of us. So now, in the Old Testament, in the Jewish people, they all has boasted, oracles of God were given to us. The commandments are given to us. We have the knowledge what is not to be done, what is to be done. So we will be able to do that. But they failed to do so. Nobody was able to fulfill the commandments of God in its totality. While now started sharing the about beatitudes of to the disciples, and which applies to all of us, the Lord said, if anybody has, blessed is the one who do hunger for the righteousness. So that means whatever now the man was trying to do earlier failed, But in me, if they wanted to really find righteousness or believe in me and to be declared as righteous in the sight of God, and in their hearts, whatever the desire to find divine approval in the sight of God will be done. They will be freed. So book of Galatians chapter 3, 8 to 12. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, which of the faith are blessed with faithful Abraham? For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So if you want to follow the law, you need to do everything. If you don't do everything, then you are cursed. That means you will not be found justified in the sight of God. Verse 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by the faithfulness of God. So those who wanted to be found righteous, they will only live by trusting that the Lord is able to bring me out of my unrighteous act of life and give me a newness of life because of the propitiatory work which his son has completed on the cross, so that I will be able to do what is right in the sight of God. Then verse 12, and the law which is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. So what we read in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 25, it is the same thing. So now we see the two channels. One, in not only the Jewish religion has, but we, many of us are came from the Hindu background. What we are seeing is, man is trying to find comfort that he is able to live a good life and he can do it. That is what was the boastful mind of the Jewish people also. And many of the right living Hindus in India also having the same approach, that I am not doing anything sin and I am able to live a good life, so I don't need God in my life. But thinking anything apart from God in any man's life, that itself is sin. But to come out of that one, the only way God has opened is his, through his son Jesus Christ. And he is just and he is the justifier of all those who believe in him. Then freely people will be declared righteousness. That means the seed of righteousness or the righteousness will be sown in them, and their sins will be forgiven, and they will have a wonderful relation started, and they will continue to understand what is right in the sight of God. Then those who all believed in him, freely justified and declared righteous. So that is the first step of our Christian life. But here in Matthew 5 or 6, what we read is only not talking only about that point, but enhancing that one. So we need to not only initiate the process of being justified in the presence of the Lord, that now I have a right relationship with you, but that right relationship should continue in doing the things which are right in my sight. So in the beginning, when they wanted to do in the, according to the law, because they don't have the right relationship with the Lord or the justified standing before the Lord, they were not able to do the things which are right in the sight of God. But now God, what he has done was, he has brought us, all of us, into the right relationship with him because of the propitiatory work which was completed on the cross. Now, after making that step established in believer's life, and he wanted to make us a company of people who have a desire or hunger and thirst to do the right things in the sight of God, what is approved in the sight of God, even after our new birth. And many of us did not really have much concern whether this is acceptable or this is has a divine approval in the sight of God to do this particular act in my life. That was not the thought of us. But that verse was speaking now that we should have a desire to do what is right in the sight of God. Once we brought into the right or just relationship with the God and His Son. I don't know whether thus far it is clear.
Clear.
So now what God is interested in us is to live that kind of a right wise or divine approval life in His sight. And if anybody has got that hunger and thirst or earnest desire in his heart that he should live a life which is acceptable in the sight of God. See, in the life of Paul, book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 9. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, that righteousness which is of God by faith. Now, there are two things in this verse. One, and be found in him not having mine own righteousness which is of the law. And according to Paul's life, in a previous verse, see now, verse 6. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the law, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. So Paul could boastfully say, as far as law is concerned, I am blameless and I am right wiseness. That means whatever we have read in the first Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 25, all the commandments, if I have to stand before God as per the law, I think that I would be blameless. But even if that is the state of my life, in verse 10, 9, he's saying, I don't consider that, I don't want that one. So that is all the effort of a man. So I don't do that. And I'm not considering that it is a very important or precious thing. But what I am looking in my life is this, verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness. So according to the law, whatever I have attained or what I did, I don't now consider that. But that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So this is what I wanted to have. So this, what he is saying, it is already he had that righteousness, or he is looking into the future thing which would be done.
Brother, the law talks about the external righteousness, but in this reference we are talking, the Lord is saying the righteous attitude towards God inwardly from our heart towards Him first before we manifest externally that character. Is that right?
It is a certain acts what is described in the law. If the people do those commandments, it is considered as
right. So by the law, yes.
Not the spirit. But in the New Testament, even those commandments if a man has to do, Paul was arguing with the Jewish people in Romans chapter 3, no flesh will be found justified, those who wanted to follow the law. Because if they do 99 things and one thing, if they don't do it, everything is gone. You need to do 100 out of 100. That is impossible for a man. But in the New Testament, what God is saying is that if you wanted to do what is right in the sight of God, you need to first come into a standing of your sins are forgiven, the new life, newness of life is given. So that is, God is making them to first eat the tree of life, the newness of life, eternal life, the life which comes into operation, by which a man will be able to discern what is right in the sight of God and also will be able to do by the power of the resurrection life. So that those two things which people should understand. Now when verse 9 we see whether that is the future thing or he has already was saying that he has received righteousness. When you read that verse, he is talking about the, it is, he said, and be found in him. I don't know other versions what they are saying.
Same, brother. And found in him.
And be found in him means it is a future or it is already done?
The future. If be found in him is not present, it's past. I mean, future. So,
did he mean that he was not declared righteous? Okay, let us read that now, the verse which we read. Romans chapter 3 verse 26. Where I say at this time, in his righteousness, that he might be just and the righteous of him which believeth in Jesus. So anybody whosoever believeth in him, they will be declared as righteous.
Yeah, so this is Romans 3 talks about we are made righteous when we have put our trust and faith in our Lord. This present tense where it talks about now we are righteous before God because of his propitiation, which has been completed.
That's right. In Galatians 3 also, it is talking about the present work.
The present
work. It has been completed. Those who all believe.
In Philippians 3, he says the righteousness that comes from God and to be found in him, which that comes not from the law, but from the God, that you are saying it's the future. That is, we cannot attain to that righteousness by our own strength or by observing the law, by living anything externally, but more inwardly. The inward piety towards God should grow, which is what is called the growing in the image of the Lord, more and more so.
Yeah, more and more as the Spirit of God influences your spirit to subdue the soul and the body. And a man will be found doing what is right in the sight of God. And slowly he is progressing in that line. Then he says, I will be found completely right in the sight of God. It doesn't mean there is no formed righteousness in him yet. It doesn't mean that. But he is talking about a completed sense. What would be attained when I allow the work of God in my life and would be found then? So I am looking towards that. So we can also see that book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 5.
Yes. By faith we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope. This is the NIV, brother.
Okay, I'm reading in my version. First, we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So it is we are waiting that it will be completed in us. When we believed, we are declared righteous. And now the Lord is saying, if anybody has a hunger and a thirst for the righteousness, they will be filled. So what that Paul was also looking for that, 3:9. And Galatians 5:5 also is talking to that. So how do that initially the man has been declared righteousness in the sight of God? That means it is in the court of God, and when I stand in his presence, in Christ, what God does look at me is, all my sins are forgiven, I was brought in a new platform where the life of Christ will be made operational in my life. With that life, if I continue to do the things of Christ or his life, which are found divine approval in his sight, and that what I did or what I lived right in the sight of God, what we read in Galatians 5:5, that is the hope for us. All these things are going to be culminated and I will be found in that. That is my hope. And are we getting it or it is going somewhere?
No, but I think I'm getting to understand that righteousness of Christ we cannot attain in this present life. That's only attained in the coming glory of our Lord.
Is that? Yeah, that's right. But it is not something what he is also not talking anything that what we are now freely declared righteousness. He is not even talking that also. What it will be, we will receive the righteousness when he sees us. And if it is the people who are raptured before the coming of the Lord, are those who participated in the millennial resurrection, the first resurrection, they will be found in him, and also they will receive that hope of righteousness before us, before the second group of people. So there is a difference in the formation of activity or doing the right or divine approval in their lives. Now are we getting that point? So every believer, after they are freely justified, but because of the propitiatory work of the Lord, everybody is not doing the activity or the life, everything according to the approval of God. Can we agree on that point at least?
Yes, brother.
Yes.
Yeah. Then the people who live, which is approved in the sight of God, and they would receive that righteous hope of righteousness before, than few who did not live that kind of a approval life in the sight of God. So that is depending upon then how we are allowing the work of righteousness which is began in us to progress. And that to make it that such a progression, if anybody has got hunger and thirst, then he will say, I am going to fill that.
So this is a continuous process.
It is a continuous process. He will continue. So when somebody hated me, if I have the desire to pray for them and to love them, that is considered right wise in the sight of God. Because that is what the Lord did, and that is what the divine nature does. Divine nature does not hate or does not have enemies. They will continue to love everybody. And if that progression is there, and that gives me that what I am going to be found in the sight of God in the days to come. And when I have that desire, the Lord is saying, I will fill that desire. So you wanted to live a life, what actually I have in my mind for you. So when you have that desire, I will help you to live that kind of a right life with me in the world.
Uncle, this is what I understand, Uncle. Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. So when we kept faith in the Jesus Christ the first time, so he declared us righteous in the beginning. But I don't remember the references, but Paul was saying, now we see through a glass, but we don't see completely who is other side. So if I have a hunger for righteousness, so every day when I live with the power of the Holy Ghost and along with the hunger for the righteousness, then we will be changed into his glory, into
his likeness.
So the Paul says from glory to glory. Mm. We will be changed from glory to glory. So this is what the continuation process every day, but we need to have the hunger every day.
We need to have a desire for that I need to be doing what is right in the sight of God all the time. So if anybody has that desire, then he says, then I will fill their hunger. But we don't find everybody has got the same kind of a desire to do right wiseness or divine truly things before God. We don't find everybody like that. But they are blessed if anybody has got a hunger and thirst to live a life what is actually approved in the sight of God.
Sometimes we have that zeal for righteousness, but we don't do those the things of the daily works and the things of the God with the power of the Holy Spirit. We only try to act according to the situation using my knowledge and my power.
That is not acceptable yet.
Yeah. So then the total a deviation comes from the plan of the God.
But to use our mind and discernment under the control of God.
Use our mind. To do the things right, when if you are using only your own strength, then it is no good.
Paul was talking in 2 Timothy 4 that he will receive the crown of righteousness on the day. And he said also those who have a desire to, he also will receive.
Yes. So now I am in progression of that. And I am looking for that. So that means continual desire to be filled with that hunger of doing all the time what is right in the sight of God. So those are the people who are blessed. So the divine joy of blessing or the divine joy or the heavenly joy is poured into those kind of hearts who has a desire to do the things according to the approval of divine nature or life of God. That is what the Lord was talking to his disciples. So disciples were only knowing you do these commandments and you will be righteous. But the Lord is saying nobody will be able to be found justified because of the commandments of the law. And you need to be born again, come into life, new life. And that life should progress, continue to be found doing the things what are right in the sight of God. So St. Paul, he was praying for the Philippian believers in chapter 1. Verse 10, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense, fill the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness. See now, if you are already declared righteous, then Paul, why was he praying that on the day of judgment, you will be filled with the fruits of righteousness? It is something you need to continue in that life, what you have been declared as a righteous, and you need to progress in that. So that was the prayer of Paul. And this prayer was you addressing to the believers in Philippi. Book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse 7.
For the righteous, Lord, loves justice, the virtuous will see his face.
So we see that God, for the righteous Lord, loveth righteousness. Or in the margin it is said, righteous acts. So the righteousness is freely given to us. But in the Old Testament, while David was writing, he said, Lord is righteous and he also loves those who does the righteous acts. And his countenance doth behold the upright. So those who continue to do those righteous acts, they will behold the countenance of God. So though we are born again, believed, freely justified, sins are forgiven, but the countenance of the Lord will be beheld by the people who are doing the righteous acts. And chapter 7, verse 8. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. So though the psalmist was in the Old Testament, but he lived as if he is in the dispensation of grace. So he had such a kind of a confidence in him that now his life is being led by the life of the Lord. He said, you will judge me and you will judge me according to my righteousness. And book of Psalms 18, verse 20. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. So that has got a reference to 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 23. Can somebody read that one? 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 23.
May the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered you into my hand today, but I would not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed.
Okay. So it is because of that, the Lord would declare. In the Old Testament, he has an every right to kill Saul, but he did not do that. Though God has delivered me into my hand, but I did not kill, the Lord would consider that as my righteousness. And accordingly, that he would recompense me. And same book, chapter 24, verse 17 and 19. Verse 17. And he said to David, thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. Verse 19. For if a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? Wherefore the Lord reward thee good, for thou hast done unto me this day. And with that confidence, when he said, the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. So if you have a desire, otherwise now not only the Saul was turning, but the people who were there with David, the 600 men, were also pushing David to kill Saul. But he had a pressure from outside and he had a pressure from inside, from his people. But he had a hunger and thirst to do what is right in the sight of God. What is divine approval? What I must do? What I should not do? And the same fact, even recognized by his own enemy Saul, and make a statement, and you are more righteous than me. And once all the problems are over, and God delivered him from every trouble, and consecrated and established him as a king, then he wrote that Psalm 18. He said, Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. What Paul was talking in 2 Timothy 4, Galatians 5, and also Philippians 3. Chapter 17, verse 15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. So what is the confidence in me? He said, when I awake, that when I am resurrected, I will behold and I will see you face to face, and also I will be found in your likeness. That is all because in righteousness I will see your face. That is what now I am having a hunger and a thirst, and that is what being worked out in my life, and you are helping me to work out that with a great desire that I would see you. So in the New Testament, book of James, chapter 2. So I am reading verses from 21 onwards. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was also fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called friend of God. So Abraham offered his son Isaac in chapter 22 of Genesis. And Abraham believed God, and it was declared righteous in chapter 15. And from that point to now, in 22, and there are a lot many years gone by. So here 15 and another 20, more than 30 years. And now, in the beginning, when he has began by believing in the Lord, and the later on his faith progressed, his acts of righteousness matured to come to that stage that he offered his very son on the cross, on the altar. Then by offering his son, he was declared in verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? So when he believed, that also was declared justified. And when he offered his son further. So what he did was, he has manifested his right behavior by doing the act of offering his very son on the altar. And verse 24. You see then how that by works man is justified and not by faith only. So here he is bringing out the both the things. By faith also Abraham was justified. By works also he was justified after becoming, after justified initially. So his works of righteousness continued. 25. Likewise also not Rahab, the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. So far as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without the works is dead also. Rahab also first believed and tied the red rope to her window. And she has taken care of all the people in her house. And her acts were also justified. So the what we believed and then later on having the desire to do what is actually right in the sight of God all the time. What Paul was talking, James was talking, what David did in their lives. Book of Revelation chapter 19. Verse 7 and 8. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of saints. So these are the righteous acts of saints. What initially in Romans, Galatians, what we did see was that is the act of our Lord on the cross for our justification. But these garments of righteousness, fine white, fine linen clothes, are the acts of the saints. It is not freely given to them. They have worked and it was translated into a fine white linen garments for her wedding. That is what David, Abraham, Rahab, James was talking. And our Lord was saying, if you have hunger and thirst, to translate your garments into white, fine linen, and you will be part of that. And that is the blessing which the Lord would like to give us. So let us not be satisfied that we are freely justified. It is a great thing and a favor done by the Lord for us. But we need to have that hunger and what is right in the sight of God, that I may continue to learn to do those things, Lord.
The small thought, Uncle, on this. The blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. A man who is not a believer certainly will not have that thirst. But the faith is the gift of God, like we believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So God has already put that, the faith in our hearts.
Yeah.
So that is the beginning. And the real encouragement for me is the many times when I feel that I'm not walking rightly, or I still see lagging, then always then the negativity comes, it's still complacent and not moving forward. But the encouragement God is giving here is the importance of having the desire after the righteousness. When we saw the first verse, third verse, here, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs in the kingdom of heaven. That is the fundamental. And when I examine myself at the verse 3, the poor in spirit, there itself I fail. What I understood there was, if I am satisfied with the good things of this world, the luxuries of this world, the name and fame of this world, and I am no more poor in spirit because I'm self-sufficient and I want everything, I have everything what I need and what I want. That itself is an indication that I'm not poor in spirit. But the precondition for this verse is I must be poor in spirit, meaning no matter what I have in this world with respect to the things and the pleasures and the relationships, my desire always be longing for the life of God in my heart. So if I have that, and God blesses that, the desire itself, you know, as you highlighted in the Old Testament, God is expecting us people to do in the New Testament is simply believing. That is counted as a righteousness. There's one word actually I have in Psalms chapter 10, verse 17 says that the Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. So God is looking just to have the desire. Then you will prepare their heart and you will cause your ear to hear.
Yeah.
So if I am really sincere after longing after this, the thirst and hunger for the righteousness, and if that is really sincere, then definitely anything that is not of the Lord will become a base thing for me.
Yeah.
And it's like a filthy rag. That itself, God is just honoring. Does Param have this the desire? If I have this desire, God is only, he's hearing the desire, not even, you know, my work or act, you know, as a couple of times we reviewed in John chapter 6, when the people came and what should we do to do the things of God? And then Lord says, you just believe in my word. The belief. I'm challenged with this word that Lord is so much encouraging that once I have the desire, the sincere desire, thirsting after, you know, the righteousness, and he will do everything.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And one final verse, Uncle, I have to share is Isaiah chapter 41. There, verse 17, the poor and needy seek water, but there is none. Their tongues fail for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. So God is looking just the seeking, me seeking the water. And then the verse 18 and 19, and he's saying, I will do, I will do, I will do. And all the doings are him. And only one simple requirement God is expecting me is that sincere longing after him, after the righteousness. So the first thing is fundamentally, I really need to be genuinely be poor in my spirit. As it is written, verse 3, and sincerely longing like a babe, you know, seeks for the pure, the mother's milk. If I have the desire longing after him, then I shall be filled. When I am filled, the promise of God is when I am filled, and then I have no interest on whatsoever the things that do not bring glory to the Lord, or anything that is a dead work and anything iniquity, and then I refrain from it. And God's promise is I will fill. So think it's very important to uphold each other before Lord, that we all may genuinely be poor in our spirits, and we may be with all sincerity, we may seek you know, his righteousness, you know, like hunger and thirst.
Yeah, that is true, Param. So that is important. Important thing is there as much as righteousness and hunger also important. to do that. So many times we don't do that because we don't have that desire to do what is right in the sight of God. So if anybody has got desire, the Lord will pave the way, enable them, supply the strength, and it will go well.
I'm reminded of one verse from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which is, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God, seek ye his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So I think the righteousness is like what Uncle shared, is exactly what the Lord is referring to here, seeking his kingdom first, and then his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you.